Hi, welcome to And It's Writing, a tipsy writing podcast for one of our mini episodes.
Every other Friday, you can also join us at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Twitch for a live stream. To see the upcoming schedule, check our website at anditswriting.com.
I'm Amy Avery, writer of adult fantasy. I also self-publish under the pen name Avery Ames.
And I'm DC McNaughton, speculative and historical fiction writer.
So grab a drink, pop in your earbuds, and enjoy today's episode.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about side characters.
I'm a side character in Avery's story.
I think everybody...
Like her life story. I'm a side character.
Everybody's a side character in someone else's story.
Well, I'm the biggest side character. Let me have this. Just kidding.
You're the most important side character. But yeah, what we're really going to address today is making your side characters feel like real people moving through their world and not just someone who's there to only prop up the main character's story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm just going to jump right in here and say that I think that the biggest issue that people have is making their side characters not have as big as personalities as their protagonists. I think usually these side characters, when they are successful, have bigger personalities than the protagonists. The protagonist gets through the book by having bad things happen to them, whereas side characters get through the book by having brains and personality and good information and wisdom, or bad information and wisdom. They are extra. That's why I love side characters. Mm-hmm. They are more, in my opinion, the good ones, usually more fleshed out. I don't know. I'm probably walking myself into a corner here, but I feel like protagonists are in the middle of their journey, right? Mm-hmm. We are reading about a protagonist because they are in their change. I feel like a lot of side characters, they can be going through changes, don't get me wrong. But good ones, there's something confident about their personalities. Not like actual confidence, but like they're very...
solid.
Yeah, they're solid. They're really solid. Like something has happened to them to make them the way that they are so that they don't confuse the story from the protagonist, because if you've got two characters kind of going through simultaneous, like let's say coming of age at the same time with the same problems, with the same boohoo sads and stuff, your characters aren't going to be able to work together because they're both suffering way too hard. I'm just going to use The Goldfinch by Donna Tartt as an example. A lot of people have read this book. It's a very good book. The protagonist is, for instance, going through the death of his mother. And he eventually, about a third into the book, meets this other guy who's already seen death, already, you know, been abandoned by his parents a million times over. He's already had sex. He's already done all this stuff. And he's only like 15. And it makes him a great friend because he's got all this endless quote unquote wisdom to help out. You know, Theo, who is the protagonist of that story, get through his journey. Mm-hmm. He's so extra and it makes him really easy to appreciate without having to get into him. You want your side characters to have a good, quick read.
Yeah.
Because you're working on getting to the protagonist right now. And you don't want to spend eternity trying to figure the side characters out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that you need to get a really good first impression and know who they are pretty quickly. And then also, I think the biggest thing is we don't always need to see a lot of it on the page, but they need to have their own goals and motivations.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody has something they want. And it's even better if the thing that they want is either in help of or obstacle to the main character, or at the very least helps boost the main character's story in some way. To kind of tie those together.
Yeah, you don't really want a side character that just sticks around with your main character or in the background of your book just to kiss the main character's ass, or like, because otherwise it just doesn't seem like they have purpose. And a believable person has motives. Like, even our best friends, you know, they are friends with us for a reason, and it could be because they love talking to us and using us as like a sounding device, you know, like it's always something, you know, like it's always, if we didn't have anything for our friends, then our friends would not hang out with us. Mm-hmm. You know, if we didn't have any knowledge or help or support for our friends, they just wouldn't. So, and I'm not saying all side characters are friends with your protagonist. It's just an example.
Yeah. Well, and even like antagonists or like very minor characters. We're going to bring up, can I bring up a waffle fry, David Waffle Fry again?
David Waffle Fry.
David Waffle Fry is a side character, and immediately you know who he is. He's the guy who sits at his desk and eats waffle fries. So, you know, he's kind of like, and you mentioned he's kind of messy, a messy eater, and you immediately know who this guy is, even though he's in the story very little. And he has an arc. He gets less messy.
He does have an arc. He gets less messy as the book goes on. He is, just for those of you who might have missed that episode, David Waffle Fry is a receptionist in a building, in a facility in one of my books. And my main protagonist is at first disgusted by the way he eats. And by the end of the book, he's like eating with a fork and stuff by the end of the book. And he shows up like maybe two or three times. And you still remember his fucking name.
Yeah.
You read that book like 2 years ago and it's still there because, and the main character calls him David Waffle Fry because he's just so absolutely disgusted by like this guy eating waffle fries with his fingers and then touching his keyboard and touching the tablets and touching all the shit in a very sanitary facility. So it's, yeah, you know, it's not much, you know?
Yeah. And that is another thing to give your characters is I mentioned giving their own goals and motivations. You want them to have something outside your main character, whatever that is. So you can tell this guy's got his own job. He's got his own like habits and preferences. And so he feels like a real person because he's doing something that isn't directly related to the main character. I mentioned earlier that you want characters to like mingle or conflict with your main character, but you also want them to feel like they're doing other things, even if you don't see them on the page.
Mm-hmm.
Like they should have hobbies and interests, and you may just do those as like a world building exercise, and maybe they like have a tiny line somewhere. Maybe your character shows up wearing like athletic gear and you know, oh, well, they were out working out or something. Just give them something to do that isn't sitting with your protagonist and helping them there for like further their story.
Yeah. I have a great thing that I need to say before it flees on a train. Here's a great way to write up your side characters. Because your protagonists, people you're in perspective of, are thinking about your side characters and they're looking at them and spending time with them or thinking about them or thinking about killing them or whatever they're doing, I think the same thing goes for every kind of character. The side characters are characters that your protagonist has big opinions about.
Yeah.
Big opinions, whether they're good, whether they're bad. Your protagonist has big opinions about them, and it's likely because they have something about them that is not at all like the protagonist. Oh. It's, you know, it's this is why it's very good to have a really big personality spread amongst your characters, because like, if all of your characters have the same personality chart, it's boring.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have big opinions about somebody who is very similar to you. Or if they are very similar to you, they have one thing that is totally not like you, and you either hate it or you're in love with it and want to fuck them. Like, like that's just the truth of the matter.
Or they have something similar to you that reminds you of a thing you don't like about yourself and you hate them for it because you're like, oh, you're really loud, but you don't like them because you're also loud.
Yep. It's the big opinion thing. Give your side characters a reason for your main character to have big feelings about them. Mm-hmm. I go back to the, you know, the Angela Ackerman, Becky Puglisi books for like positive emotional traits, whatever. They are great ways to sit there and create your array of characters without even leaving your chair. Like, you know, like you can open those up and just be like, you know what, this particular emotional wound sounds like something that would really make my protagonist tick.
Mm-hmm.
I think I want it in the book. And then you put that there. The book I'm writing now, I have a character who is raised off grid and he becomes very emotionally attached to this person who has a relationship with God. And he's really, really interested in the relationship that this character has with God. And he's like a zealot. Like he's a fanatic. He's a religious fanatic. And the protagonist of my book finds him amazing. Like, what? How can you believe this much in something that doesn't exist? It causes him to go to him for really bad advice that he doesn't know is bad. It causes him to look up to him because he hates his dad, even though he doesn't realize how bad it probably is to look up to this character because he's kind of like not right. Even though the reader can look at that character and be like, God, I hate that guy. My protagonist can look at the same person and be like, I love that guy. Like, I love him. And it's like a really, it's just fun, mm-hmm. you know, and that's the kind of thing you want. You want big opinions from your readers. You want big opinions from your protagonist. And that's how I build a side mm-hmm. character, because if the side character isn't making my protagonist think, then I should probably not really have them there. I've ditched side characters because mm-hmm. they just weren't doing anything, you know?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I will say really quickly, one last final thought is, you mentioned the thesauruses. There's one that's like positive trait and one that's negative trait. And one of the things I do when I build characters, and usually it's not like before the story, this is like a revision or like a pause halfway through the story and take stock of where I'm at kind of area. But I look at these characters and I give each one a primary positive trait and a primary negative trait and two secondary ones.
Yep.
So I can be like, this character is very clean and tidy and ambitious and driven and charming, but they are also pessimistic and controlling. And, you know,
yep.
So I give each character these things. And once again, they may not in so many words make it on the page, but it helps inform how they interact with the world. And again, it makes them feel more fleshed out because, like, this person reacts differently in a situation than another character would. So they all feel like their own, because you mentioned, you know, make sure that you've got a spread of personalities. And that's one way that I do it.
I agree. In fact, you know, and I actually, this particular journal entry I'm about to mention has a lot of hits lately. So I'm wondering if some of you guys listening to our shows are going to check it on my website. Mm-hmm. But last month it got a lot of attention. I actually put up the exact character fill-in sheet that Avery and I use on my website. So we might want to like tack that, like if it's not already on the And It's Writing mm-hmm. website, we might want to like put the link there, because I guess people have been finding it useful lately.
We do have it on our website. It's actually in the header. We have a section called, it says resources, and that's where we've got our character creation sheet, our example synopsis, your post about crediting illustrators. There's a link to that. So yeah, it's some real basic common references, but yeah, just look for resources at the top of our website.
So it's still sitting there on the website. Yep. Good. That's probably where it's coming from. I see you guys. I get my annual or my monthly, this is who's looking at your page shit. And everybody has been going to that article lately. So I hope that you guys love it.
Yay. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I have to say. And I think that's it.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's just a minute or two short, but it's because we're good. We hit all the points.
Yeah, we're great. We did it, and we did it concisely.
Yes. We know what we're doing.
Perfect.
All right. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining us. Every other Friday, you can also join us at 7:30 p.m. Eastern on Twitch for a live stream. To see the upcoming schedule, check out our website at anditswriting.com.
And a reminder that if you heard anything in the episode that interested you, please check out the show notes for links and information.